But the Delta doom is proof that the mRNA vaxes are doing exactly what people, smart people, warned that they would do. They're altering people's DNA. They're altering how those vaxxed people's immune systems are reacting. And here's the kicker. The Biden regime now knows that that double jab is going to make people sick. You can't deny it now. It is undeniable. And they've admitted it by reversing their precious CDC policy on masks. And now we have this. Memorandum for senior Pentagon leadership. This is yesterday afternoon. Here it is. This is a press release now. Commanders of the combatant commands, defense agency, and Department of Defense, DOD, field activity directors. Subject, updated mask guidelines for all DOD installations and other facilities. So you mean it doesn't matter where the installation is? Anywhere on planet Earth, the Delta doom has spread that fast? Wow. reference updated mask guidelines for vaccinated persons. Now, on May the 13th, apparently the DOD had said in a similar release or order or rule change, the DOD had said that if you were double vaccinated, you didn't have to mask up any longer. So here we have a government entity, the Army, Department of Defense, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, et cetera, et cetera. They wouldn't do this to Marines, would they? Yeah, I guess they did. So you have a government entity that had a policy and was acting upon the best advice of Scarfader, Emperor Fauchatine, and the rest of the Corona clowns. Oh, you got the double jab? No, man, you're good to go, bro. Mass social distancing? No, dude. We can go back to doing drills in person and what have you. We can go back to enforcing the Rainbow Purification League's edicts and the Tranny Mammy Pimps edicts in person now. So on May the 13th, they issued guidelines. And now here you go. July the 28th, they've completely reversed course and are now telling the suckers who volunteered to get the death jabs, we didn't mean what we said back in May. You're actually now a walking, talking, some of you, gunslinging, Corona Doom manufacturing facility. That's what someone who's been double vaxxed is. They are making the Delta Doom. And by the by, Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Janssen, they also lied because they said you would be protected by the variants of the Corona Doom as well. Lies. All lies. Beginning yesterday, July 28th, in areas of substantial or high community transmission, DOD requires all service members, federal employees. Wait a minute. Where do you hear this? On-site contractor employees. So now if you just have a contract with the Army, you're building bombs or whatever it is that you're doing, you're now covered under the mask hole mandate. And visitors, civvies, are also required. Regardless of vaccination status, must wear a mask in an indoor setting in installations and other facilities owned, leased, or otherwise controlled by DOD. I'm not going to read the rest of it because it's ridiculous. By the by, since when did the United States Army and the United States Department of Defense, since when did it take its, puns intended here, marching orders from the CDC? You know, I've been asking this question for 17 months now. How in the hell did the CDC become omnipotent? The CDC's been recommending all sorts of stupid things, ascientific garbage like don't eat eggs and bacon in the 1990s for 40 years, and we've been ignoring them, laughing at them. And now all of a sudden, during the corona doom, CDC is, throw down your, used to be a Mordor in the Potomac River prayer mat. Now throw down your CDC prayer mat, face Atlanta, and get on your knees, citizen, and beg. There is a rumor. Now, I'm going to say it's a rumor. Miniature, play it. You're showing us the new rumors. We're going to do a rumor today. There is a rumor going round that today, or as early as today, the Biden regime is going to send Jen Psaki-opath, Psaki out, to go and announce that all federal employees, now, if you throw contractors in, that's 20 million people. 20 million. That all federal employees are now under mandatory while indoors mask mandates. Now, this is such a, what's the word? this is such a known secretary. This might be the greatest known secretary in the history of the human race. One, we know that masks don't stop anything. Certainly not viruses. They're too small. They pass right through the mesh. That's one. No one has been spared anything other than a healthy tan on their face from wearing a face diaper. That's one. So they don't work. I'm not going to argue the science, and I'm not going to do another show on it. If you want to hear what the science on this, it's in my piles of prep at MikeChurch.com, or go back on CrusadeChannel.com and search for mask, and you'll find a couple of hundred shows or hours of shows that we did on that subject. I'm not rehashing it because we know what the science says. Everyone should actually know what the science says, and the science says they don't work. Not for that purpose. By the way, Thomas Massey tweeted out yesterday that the paper face diaper mask that Biden is running around with two or three on and telling everyone that they need to put on now has no spec. You guys that are military dudes, let me talk to you for a minute. There is no MSDS on the face diaper mask. By the by, our boy, Dr. Peter McCullough, is on One America News right now. Texas A&M professor, Delta less deadly than original corona doom. We told you this. There is no MSDS for this thing.
Actually, just a falsified talking point. It's not supported by any data. All these talking points that suddenly the unvaccinated, that we're promoting these variants. Wait a minute. You know, the unvaccinated people, they've been around forever. They're minding their own business. It's the vaccine that's causing this.
So there you have it, McCullough. Again, he was on Monday's Mike Church Show. The vaccine is causing this. But I just want you to, I want to focus just for a moment. When someone gets up in your face, you need to put your mask on. You're kidding people. It's a responsible thing to do to be a patriot is put a mask on. Can you show me the MSDS on the mask that you're wearing? You know, when you open up something new, you buy it, and it comes in a box. If it has anything to do with anything medical whatsoever, it'll have one of these sheets in there. And the sheet won't have all the indications, you know, and the precautions and then proper use and what have you. I have a question for you. When you buy a 20-pack box of face diapers, Johnson & Johnson face diapers, is there an MSDS sheet in the box? Well, you know, I can actually answer that question. Because when I had something stuck in my left eye and I had to go to my ophthalmologist to have my eye examinated and have my eyes act all examinate-y and stuff, they wouldn't even let me in the door without a face diaper on. And they cited some arcane, stupid edict from the CDC that all medical facilities are under mask mandates. So I complied because I wanted to get the boulder out of my eye. The second time that I went, I made it through the front door to go check in for my follow-up appointment. And the dude goes, Mr. Church, know you have to wear a mask. I'm like, I know, dude. He goes, there's a box over there. Just go grab you one. The box wasn't opened. So I said, oh, this is a closed box. Can I go ahead and open it? He goes, yeah, just go ahead and open it. Guess what was inside? 20 masks and what else?
0.0.
Nothing. No instructions. There's no indications. There's no precautions. It doesn't say what it does or does not filter. There was nothing in the box. There was nothing printed on the back of the box other than face mask. And as Congressman Massey pointed out, if you buy a bottle of hand sanitizer and it comes in a box, it probably has that sheet in there I'm talking about. Proper usage and whatnot, and improper usage. So they're going to compound their advice, their Malthusian lethal advice for every human being on earth to go get double jabbed that we now know is creating and exacerbating the infection rate. The Delta Doom, variant. So they're going to try to fight what now looks to be a legit viral strain with ascientific, impractical medical devices that they know, they must know they don't work. A good follow-up question would be, are you actually trying now publicly to kill your citizens, to infect and make sick your citizen subjects? Because it sure as hell looks like it. Then there's this. If you go to off-guardian.org, Kit Knightley has this out. COVID vaccines and pregnancy. Twitter blocks off-guardian for telling the truth. Social media is allowing the promotion of vaccines with unknown effects, on pregnant women and restricting any dissent, no matter how well sourced. And what she is referring to, I think, is Kit Knightley a she? I think it's a she. What Kit is referring to is this. Here's a tweet that was put out yesterday by the Scottish government. Oh, it's a dude. Okay. So Maggie says, oh, no. Well, maybe it was a she in a transit. No, okay.
He's written. He's against tranny mammyism.
At Scott Gov is the Twitter handle. The Scottish government actually put this out yesterday. This is lethal advice and is going to cause many pregnant women to miscarry, as we've already documented here on this show, spontaneous abortions are called SAs. Before 20 weeks, it's a SA. After 20 weeks, it's a miscarry. Well documented. In the first study that was done, 83% of women 20 weeks pregnant or less who got the Moderna jab aborted their babies. SAs. Remember the study's author said he thought the number was going to go down because the study group was small. It was only 1,000 or so. In any event, no one knows what's going to happen to women who are pregnant who get the double jab to their babies. No one knows. You know, Billy Joel in that song, We Didn't Start the Fire, there's a line in there where he refers to children of thalidomide. Pregnant women were told to take thalidomide. What did it do? It produced I don't want to say that because they had human souls. It produced babies that were less than perfect, shall we say.
who were born with abnormalities from two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears, 10 fingers, 10 toes. And it was banned. Back when people were sane and reason was at least a word you could use in public. And it seemed as though the various governments in the United States weren't actively trying to kill their citizens. Scottish government, over 55,000 pregnant people in England. There it is again, pregnant people. Men don't get pregnant. Women get pregnant. But they have to say pregnant people now. Over 55,000 pregnant people in England and Scotland have had the coronavirus vaccine. It's the best way to protect you and your baby from the risks of the virus during pregnancy. There is simply, that is not true. There has never been, no one's even attempted to study the effects on pregnancy. Other than that small group that I just mentioned, and we know what the results of that study were. Is the Scottish government actively trying to abort the future generation? Sure as hell seems like it to me. Know how to find the right information. Speak to your government healthcare, to your healthcare professional, or go to NHS Inform. And then they have a graphic with a pregnant woman's belly in the background with the Healthier Scotland logo. And this is the text, very large. Coronavirus vaccines are recommended in pregnancy. That's a flat-out lie. Not even Moderna and Pfizer say that. That's just not true.